I am back, Rodrance, for Black and White Network. Well, just when you feel like that good old race baiting, racism, white privilege tank is starting to run dangerously close to E, the mainstream media will jump out there and they will signal in some racism out of the bullpen. They will get in the factory and start the manufacturing of creating something new that is now racist. This time, CNN, that's right, the worldwide leader in dumbass, got out there and they decided to write an article where they accuse white people, if you use a meme or a GIF of a black person doing insert anything, any activity, and I've got some a couple of great examples here that I'll call in out of the bullpen. Here we go. Let's just take a look of something that would be considered. Any of these would be really in point of fact considered racist. This one right here, Nick Young looking confused. He's probably confused about this article. Omar Epps with the what the F sort of tilt lean, head tilt lean. Yeah. How about this one? This is a really good one. Of course, Ice Cube in Friday, kind of looking at you dumbfounded. And maybe he read this article. Maybe Ice Cube read this article and he's like, I'm totally lost. Because now, if you've ever used something like this to portray an emotion, and you are white, then you are officially committing digital blackface. Digital blackface. I mean, come on. Oh, Jesus. The very same network that brought you these protests are mostly peaceful, standing in front of a building that's burning to the ground, brings you digital blackface, and you are a racist. Now, I understand it's relatively early in 2023, but somebody pointed out that this is one of the stupider things we have seen in 2023 thus far. And, of course, this got the reaction of a lot of people, and CNN is getting utterly destroyed, as they should. This is literally getting in a lab, Walter White, Jesse Pinkman style, and brewing up some fake racism for the sake of getting people worked up. Yeah. CNN was thoroughly mocked for accusing white people of, quote, digital blackface for sharing memes and GIFs featuring black people. The CNN writer claimed that digital blackface is one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism. God, dog. Oh, that's dumb. Jesus. This is the Blaze, by the way. CNN senior writer John Blake. Hold on. Let's just take a look. Let's see what this guy looks like. Oh, man. He looks like a social justice warrior. Like, if you drew up a picture of a social justice warrior, this would be your dude right here. Writer slash producer. The inmates are running the asylum, I see. Claim that black people sharing gifts of other black people, quote, get a pass. Well, of course they do. Because nothing that black people do can be considered racist. Oh, no. Racism doesn't apply to black folks. All right. However, Blake said that white people are not allowed to share gifts or memes of black people. How about you're not allowed to tell me what to do? Quote, but if you're white, you may have inadvertently perpetuated one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism, Blake wrote in an article. You may be wearing digital blackface. Oh, God. Digital blackface is a practice where white people co-opt online expressions of black imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to convey comic relief or express emotions. All right. So there cannot be times now that black people are humorous or maybe convey an emotion we may be feeling at that point. So we're actually sharing something with a black person, you know, that we may have in common at the moment when they took that, or when they created that piece of art, by the way, usually in form of a movie or a stand-up show or something like that. We're not allowed to use that because you're committing digital blackface and it makes you a racist sumbitch. Gotcha. Digital blackface is a practice where white people co-opt online expressions of black imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to convey comic relief or express emotions. Blake cited a Teen Vogue article from 2017 written by Lauren Michelle Jackson, who alleged that internet thrives on white people laughing at exaggerated displays of blackness. This was in 2017. This was before the Great Awakening. Yeah. Jackson described digital blackface as, quote, displays of emotion stereotyped as excessive. So happy, so sassy, so ghetto, so loud. Our dial is on 10 all the time. Rarely are black characters afforded subtle traits or feelings. Really? Are you sure about that? Have you ever seen a Denzel Washington movie? Just wondering. Blake wrote, many white people choose images of black people when it comes to expressing exaggerated emotions on social media, a burden that black people didn't ask for, she says. Jackson says, quote, no matter how brief the performance or playful the intent, summoning black images to play types, meaning pirouetting on over 150 years of American black tradition, Jackson advised white people to use a Taylor Swift GIF instead of images of black people. God, that's nuts. Blake's article argued, but critics say digital blackface is wrong because it's a modern-day repackaging of minstrel shows, a racist form of entertainment popular in the 19th century. Blake cited an essay written by Aaron Wong, historical blackface has never truly ended, and Americans have yet to actively confront their racist past to this day. In fact, minstrel blackface has emerged into even more subtle forms of racism that are now glorified all over the internet. Wong alleged that digital blackface culturally appropriates the language and expressions of black people for entertainment while dismissing the severity of everyday instances of racism black people encounter, such as police brutality, job discrimination, and education inequity. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's just throw this out. Culturally appropriates the language and expressions of black people for entertainment. So if I bring something up like Kevin Hart making a facial expression, or Dave Chappelle, or Samuel L. Jackson, or Morgan Freeman, or Denzel Washington, or just insert, you know, Ice Cube and Friday, or Chris Tucker and Friday, you know, so when they created that, whatever they were doing for said movie or television show or stand-up, were they not doing that to create said entertainment for everybody to enjoy at said time? Isn't that the whole purpose? They were doing something to create entertainment and joy for everybody. Now, there wasn't a warning prior to showing a Dave Chappelle stand-up or consuming Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction or those Star Wars prequels. There wasn't a warning beforehand. Do not enjoy the forms of art and entertainment conveyed by any black people in this said entertainment product. That didn't happen. In fact, I would assume those entertainers or comedians or whoever, that's the whole point. They want their art to be consumed and enjoyed by everybody. God, that's weird. You people are truly strange. You're strange. You're dangerous. There's got to be a mental health component to this. I will continue to say I'm starting to believe that a lot of extreme liberals and progressives have a, for lack of a better way of putting it, a screw loose. Marketing director Elizabeth Halford told Blake that black memes are, quote, the most effective because white people are so boring. Okay. The CNN article accusing white people of racism by using black memes and GIFs incited thousands of Twitter reactions. A majority of the responses lampooned the article. There are also hundreds of Twitter users who responded with GIFs of black people. Blaze TV host Chad Prather, the great Chad Prather, go to timeout and think about what you have said. Writer Emmanuel Recon. Congratulations, this is the stupidest thing I've read in all of 2023. You guys really outdo yourself on a daily basis. Yeah, I mean, you guys are, you've created that blue pill. That's right, that blue pill that the wokes are taking, created in a lab using Walter White and Jesse Pinkman's formulas. Speaker Joel Brown, so I guess we just throw context and intention out the window and claim everything is racist from now on. Way to create more division. The stupidity of the trash you push out to the masses is off the chain, CNN. Yeah, you know, this would probably be one of the reasons CNN's ratings are in the shitter. Journalist Glenn Greenwald, the modern-day segregationists, do everything possible to keep people divided by race, prevent them from having joyful and natural interactions, ban them from appreciating culture and humor of others, and in general demand that they have as little in common as possible. Ben Shapiro, when the demand for racism is radically outstrips the supply. Yep. Writer Kathy Young, why is CNN peddling this bullshit? I'm probably going to butcher this guy's name. Podcaster Shiraj Hajmi. CNN is more concerned about digital blackface than they are about biological men wearing a woman face IRL. But it's okay for biological men to pretend to be women, especially in sports, and go out and dominate said women. Viciously, I believe. Author Wilfred Riley, this is the stupidest article. This stupid article is important in only one way. It illustrates that as actual racism continues to decline, new varieties will simply be invented, promoted, and used to make us fight one another. Oh, the great Matt Walsh. Let's just look at it. Little ice cube action. Yeah, abso-frickin-lutely. I mean, ridiculous. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's just check it out. Just stop. Oh, God. Guys, this is nuts. In the last year, Blake was also ridiculed for writing an article comparing Joe Rogan's controversy to the Capitol riot. Okay. Are we still calling that a riot? All right. That's interesting. Well, guys, yeah, good Monday morning to you. Yeah, if you share a meme or a GIF out there, let it be known if it is a black person that you are committing digital blackface, and in turn, you're subject to ridicule and cancellation. CNN, you suck. And this is why CNN, this is the news network that used to cover Desert Storm. Do we remember how good of a job they did when that started? Because it was actually just the news. They literally gave us real-time video and images of a war that started and CNN's network blew up. And they have taken that network and they have destroyed it by becoming a leftist mouthpiece. Wow. Tell me what you think. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you check out the podcast. All the audio from all of our channels is available wherever fine podcasts are available. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.